Tim Walz says he will not seek another term as Minnesota's governor. In an address, the former vice presidential contender said the political climate under the Trump administration would make it difficult for him to give the job his full attention and best effort.
I can't give a political campaign my all. Every minute that I spend defending my own political interest would be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity and the cynics who want to prey on our differences. So I've decided to step out of this race, and I'll let others worry about the election while I focus on the work that's in front of me for the next year.
Walz made the announcement amid allegations of fraud involving some daycare providers in the state. He says he supports measures to crack down on abuse of the system.
We should be concerned about fraud in our state government. We cannot effectively deliver programs and services if we can't earn the public's trust. That's why over the past few years, we've made systemic changes in the way we do business. We've gone to the legislature time and time again to get more tools to combat fraud. We fired people who weren't doing their jobs. We've seen people go to jail for stealing from our state. We've cut off whole streams of funding in partnership with the federal government, where we saw widespread criminal activity.
Under the Trump administration, the Health and Human Services Department is planning to tighten rules for child care programs while currently withholding funding from all states until they provide more verification about their program's legitimacy. Their decision is based on a video posted on social media by a right-wing influencer claiming daycare centers operated by Somali residents in Minneapolis had committed up to $100 million in fraud by taking federal funding without providing any services. Walz says the administration's politics are just making things worse.
The political gamesmanship we're seeing from Republicans is only making that fight harder. We've got Republicans here in the state legislature playing hide-and-seek with potential whistleblowers. We've got conspiracy theorist right-wing YouTubers breaking into our daycares, demanding access to our children. We've got the President of the United States demonizing our Somali neighbors and wrongfully confiscating funds that Minnesotans rely on. It's disgusting and it's dangerous.
Walz's exit scrambles the contest in a Democratic-leaning state that Republicans have insisted they can win. Democrats currently hold 24 out of 50 governor's seats nationwide, with 36 seats, including Minnesota's, on the ballot in 2026. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.